the Luxon effect. In the latest Curia poll, the first since Luxon took over, National are up 6 points to 32.6. Luxon himself took home 20% of the preferred Prime Minister vote. But the majority of this rise is coming at the expense of ACT, who dropped 5.3%. ACT's leader David Seymour is with me. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Mike.
Was it inevitable National would cannibalise some of your vote?
No, I don't think it's inevitable. What I do think is that this poll, you know, doesn't change what ACT offers. In the end of the day, it's what's our brand, who are our people and our team, and what can we do for people in the long term. None of that has changed. What really worries me about this poll is that we've had a government that is screwing up just about everything that you can imagine. It's getting beyond a joke. And yet, after 2 weeks of overwhelmingly positive coverage for the Nats, the Labor Green bloc has actually gone up slightly for the first time in a long time. Even with Judith, we were actually closing the gap. So
true. So why is that the case? Why haven't Labor's numbers budged?
Well, that's really the question that I think the Nats have to ask. I'm certainly, you know, more depressed about that aspect of the result than anything else. ACT will be fine because fundamentally our offering is still strong. Our polling has dropped slightly, but not because of anything that we've done wrong or any negative reflection on us. The real question for ACT and National, and I dare say a lot of your listeners who actually are really struggling to work out how we get through another 2 years of this government, is how do we make sure that actually it's not another 5 years? Because if we get another three-year term of Jacinda Ardern and Labor, the biggest beneficiary will be a place called Australia that will get a lot of highly skilled and motivated new citizens who've had enough of Labor. I mean, hell, I might go myself. I'll be logging into Question Time by Zoom from Sydney.
David, I've got to go, but rate Luxon's leadership performance to date for me out of 10. Is it game-changing out of 10? How would you rate his performance so far?
Well, it's difficult to put a rating on it because you're comparing it against Judith Collins. So when you put a comparison there, it looks very good. But against the objective of trying to actually shift votes over from Labor and the Greens, who are the real danger here, I think you'd have to come in at around about a 6.
Okay, David. Thank you very much for your time. David Seymour, I do note that a curious little subsidiary rating from this Curia poll, Chris Luxon's favourability rating is actually higher than Jacinda Ardern's. Isn't that interesting?